بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forewarns us in the Quran Sharif that this worldly life is a life of deception. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Allah Ta'ala warns us, let not the big shaitan, the big deceiver ever deceive you. And together with that our nafs, and we know when it comes to insan in this worldly life, it doesn't want to be deceived. It doesn't want to be cheated upon. That somebody treats him in a way that deceives him, treacherous. But the reality is that when insan does not make the effort of the heart, the effort of iman, then he actually deceives himself in regards to his own life. What is the direction of my life? What is the reality of dunya? What is the haqiqat? In a dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Allah shows the truth as the truth. Show me the reality as the reality. It should not be that I lead my entire life in this world, eating the bounties of Allah, drinking the bounties of Allah, the luxuries, the comforts, the home, the family. As Ilyas ibn Rahimullah would say, that of source us bande ki upar, that how sad upon that person, his entire life he eats the bounties of Allah, enjoys the bounties of Allah, reaches the qabr never to recognize the hand that fed him. Whole life just went like that. The janwar ki tarah, like an animal. Just ate, drank, slept, family, produce, import, export, and he continued his life. Never thought to look within his heart and to look up, Ya Allah, who really is my creator? Who is the nourisher? To such an extent that I fall in love with my Allah. That Allah has given me my existence. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything is borrowed to me. This world is a deception. Ya Allah, give me the reality of life. What life is really about? Where I should be really enjoying myself? When the ummah is disconnected from the Creator, then they will get involved in the makhluk and creation. Then the entertainment will attract them. At one time in our masjid, we had two youngsters. They reverted to Islam. They were white boys, Christian boys. And they reverted to Islam. So speaking to them, I asked them, coming from a background of kufr, Christianity, so to say, what is the thrill of your life? What is the thrill? What keeps you going? So he says, Mufti Sahib, we wait for Friday. I said, we also wait for Friday. It's our big day. He said, but our waiting is something else. Once we're out of school, then the thrill starts. What is it? It's an intoxication. The bottle. Alcohol, that is everything. Then the zina, then all the haram activities. He says, for you all as Muslims, the intoxication when it comes to the weekend is what we drink, the week entertainment. Further from the masjid, further from deen, everything now is off the hook. We are free during the weekend. The ummah is becoming intoxicated in entertainment and sports of this worldly life. What is the reality of my life? Where Allah Ta'ala has kept enjoyment. What is life about? As ulama say, dunya life is not about accumulation. It's about preparation. Not just to accumulate more and more and making more to make more. And the reality is, what is mine? They say there's two languages we speak. There's two languages of a person's life. One is the language of the tongue and one is the language of the heart. They say the language of the tongue is the language of dunya. We know a businessman, importer, exporter, he's got to speak the language of dunya. And what's the language of dunya? 6 months' time, 1 year's time, 2 months' time, when the container is going to come, when the goods are going to be dispatched. We have to speak that language. It's not possible to say, we're only doing business for the day. Tomorrow we'll see. Language of dunya is different. But when it comes to a believer, the language of the heart is, La ilaha illallah. I can drop anytime. The reality is I'm speaking this, Ya Allah, but the reality is La ilaha illallah. that my heart is connected to my Allah. But when the language of the heart also changes, and the heart begins to believe, I could set up the trust, and this property, and that investment, and my family, and now he is the one that is deceiving himself. He is the one now that has such amani and hopes and preparations for his worldly life that is going beyond his expiry date also. That air will only get when he's 25. He wants to call the shots from the qabr. When I'm there also, I will dictate what will happen over here. What will happen to you in your qabr? That is a reality. So before we reach the qabr, and we know when he comes to the grave, when he comes to this dunya also, recently we went through all the load shedding, then water shedding and everything else. The qabr also, there will be load shedding. Qiyamah, there will be load shedding. Who likes the darkness? We all fear the darkness. There will be darkness also. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it. When it comes to zulumat and darknesses in the day of Qiyamah, what will be the reality in the day of Qiyamah? Am I prepared to stand before my Allah? Am I prepared? When it comes to the heart, my dear brothers, we understand. When it comes to my home, when it comes to my car, when it comes to our businesses, there's no effort to make it dirty. It becomes dirty naturally. With all the traffic in and out, the car becomes dirty. The house becomes dirty. We have just a domestic, we have just a boy carry on cleaning every day. Bathroom, toilet, kitchen, the car. Many people are immaculate. Don't miss the car, no eating in the car. So we want everything clean. Myself also, I have to keep clean. But the effort of dirtying, or the effort of spoiling, or becoming soiled, there's no effort behind it. It happens. What about the heart, my dear brothers? The heart also becomes spoiled. The heart also becomes dirty. But all the deception around us, all the entertainment, that the heart becomes so dark, I can't see the nur of Iman. The nur of Kalima, the nur of Salah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to start ibadah not to finish it. They would enjoy it. Today we are looking at the time. How long will be Tarawih? How long the Jumu'ah? How long? We need to get out. Sahaba ikram were given targheeb and they were given encouragement to leave the masjid. Go to the marketplace, recite La ilaha illallah, more or less the fourth kalima. Targheeb was given to them, leave the masjid now, go to the marketplace, read this kalima, 1 million reward for you. You won't get this in the masjid. They understood that we have to accumulate the nur for the day of Qiyamah. In the riwayat of Abu Bahir, Abu Umama Bahiri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explains on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will resurrect entire humanity, and they will be standing there, a darkness will prevail. لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا Quran says, أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتٍ like darkness, layers of darkness, and waves upon waves, and then the sky above that and the clouds. A person takes out his hand underwater, he can't even see his hand. Qiyamah's day will be even more dark than that. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will send a nur for the believers. Some ulama, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, others say that even the munafiqeen and the mushrikeen, idolaters, the non-Muslims also will be given some nur. Some say they will be given no nur whatsoever. The believers will be given nur in proportion to the amal and the iman. Some of them, they nur, and today we take pride, we ask one another, load sharing, you got inverter, how many kilowatts, how many panels, the whole discussion will start. How many batteries you have? How many hours it can run? Ya Allah, Qiyamah's day, do I have enough batteries? Do I have enough panels right now that I've put up? Investments for my akhirat. That now I can boost up those batteries enough now to pass me through the pool sirat on the day of Qiyamah. It's a reality in dunya, my dear brothers. It's a reality in akhirat also. So he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a nur. This nur Allah will give to the people of Iman according to the amal. Some of them, the nur will be equal to mountains. Some of them, the nur will be equal just to the height of a man. The lowest of the believers, nur will be equal to the amount of his index finger, and that also going off and on. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them together and bring them to pul sirat. The final stretch, the final journey. We know a person coming from a nice holiday, the last stretch before he enters his hometown, then he doesn't realize over the speed limit and the police just come out. And how the heart misses the beat. The last moment you spoil the holiday. Everything went smoothly. Shouldn't be at that point that our entire life gets spoiled. There I slip.
Then there's no coming back. I want to prepare for that last journey. As the Muhammad Ahmad Khansab Rahimullah would say, if you know possible to pull Sirat, that final bridge on the day of Qiyamah safely, then he says, remember every morning when you wake up, you're already walking your pull Sirat. You're already walking your pull Sirat. If you pass today safely, away from guna and sin, and you kept the heart clean, and I got my salah on time, and my Quran tilawat, my dhikrullah, I didn't fall into any sin, he says you reach the evening, to the best of your ability, obeying the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummid, here there's a hope that if you pass away tonight, full sirat, you will fly inshallah. You will fly, no speed limit for you. So every day we are walking on full sirat. So entire humanity will be brought before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala onto the pul sirat. And they're the hypocrites. Allah speaks about them. يَوْمُ يَقُولُ مُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمُنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Allah speaks about the believers before that. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمُ. Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, you see the believing men and believing women. نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم. Their nur, their light will be running in front of them and to their right hand sides. And then the caller will call out, بشراكم اليوم, glad tidings for you today. Glad tidings for you today. I'm the only one in my street has inverter, alhamdulillah. Everybody is dark, I got lights at home. The joy that goes through the heart. Allah Ta'ala blessed us, we got lights at home, alhamdulillah. Everything is running smoothly. Aircon is working, heater is working, the stove is working. Alhamdulillah. I'm wired up well. Qiyamah's day, we can imagine the joy when the call will be given, Busharakumul Yom, Khush Khabri Tumhari Liya. Glad tidings you made it. You made the miles. You got your status. Jannatun Tajri Min Tahti Al-Anhar. For you there will be gardens under which there will be rivers flowing. When we say rivers, my Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, we talk about rivers, not like rivers of dunya. Those rivers will be like oceans, where you be your own private beach, with your own yacht. There you can enjoy, there you can host whoever you want to. Allah will say for you, because of your effort in dunya, Allah will say for you, complete nur today. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِنْنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. وَاللَّهُ complete our nur, perfect it on the day of Qiyamah. Forgive our sins. Then the nur, Allah will bless them with that nur. Now the time will come to pass over the full sirat. At that time when the munafiqeen will see this, Mufassirin say, those that will have some nur will be completely extinguished. Who the munafiqeen? They say, the munafiqeen were those people. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were already known to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They will be given no nur. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those that came in the ummah, outwardly Muslim, but inside they waited to see the pain of the ummah. They were hypocrites. They looked like Muslims, but when the Muslims were being tortured, persecuted, the deen was being changed, distorted, incorrect of seer, they were happy about it. They enjoyed it. Then alter the deen, add this, subtract that. This doesn't pertain to us, this is camelish, na'uzu billah. These are the munafiqeen, hypocrites. When they will come there, the nur will be extinguished. Then they see the darkness of the pul sirat, how do you pass over? Then they say to the believers, unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum. They wait for us a little while. It just takes a nur of yours, just to pass over. Qila, we said to them, irji'u waraakum faltamisu nura. Then you go back to where you came from, where there was darkness, and get your own nur and return. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. At that juncture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a wall to be built between the people of Jannah, the mu'mineen and the munafiqeen. And within that door there will be a gate, within that wall there will be a door. بَاطِنُهُ فِي الرَّحْمَةِ. The inner part of the door will be towards the rahmat of Allah, towards Jannah, to the believers are. We can imagine the joy now, the little joy we get nowadays for us to understand. A person forgets to get just the milk and bread for the family at home. He reaches the driveway, now he sees the message. He knows, I can't go home right now, I'll have to go back and get it. And he just reaches the supermarket and they say, closed. He says, Inna billahi. You know what parashani he's going through. But he knows the manager. Tell security, please let me in. He says, sorry, we closed. Then he waves his hand. manager sees him. He says, I know him, let him in. And now he walks with his chest out. The boss knows me. He says, don't even pay for it also. He's the last customer. That joy, you know, of just milk and bread entering a shop. Imagine the joy of the person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, you made it. Not for milk and bread. Your life did not deceive you. It was a real life that you led. Now I made it. You'll see the rahmat of Allah. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. The outer part of the door will be towards the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the munafiqeen, the mushrikeen will now understand that now fate is sealed. The mu'mineen made it on the day of Qiyamah. They have enough noor. But the question is, my dear brothers, that noor to get on the day of Qiyamah, where do I get it from? When's the time to harvest it? When's the time now to preserve, to reserve, and to produce this noor in my heart? As we said, the effort of the heart becoming spoilt and dirty, there's no effort, it happens. And myself, and how many of us don't even realize my iman is tainted? Musiullah Khan Sahib Bosi Rahmatullah Ali, the person who felt that today I had a good day, my salah was good. The person who felt today my salah was good, he said he will never progress. He will always think it was never good enough. Then he will make more effort. Then the noor in the heart will increase. How to clear the heart? How to clean the heart? How to get that noor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To understand the language of my heart, has it changed or not? The language of the tongue is speaking dunya, the language of the heart is to speak la ilaha illallah. That I have to prepare, and I can drop any time and reach my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How do I get that noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the question. Today we are going shopping. As we mentioned now, for inverters and panels and the rest of it, where do I get the discount? Our deen is so simple and so easy. To get this noor, to preserve it till my mouth. When I go into the qabr, the noor will be there, it will be lightened up. And we make dua for one another. Person is marhum, he passed away, Allah fill his qabr with noor. It's a reality. Shouldn't I go there? And ulama give a beautiful example. He say, as fathers, as husbands, we make such an effort for our families. The wife wants, do up the room, change everything. Labbaik, we are ready. Let's change it. Change the bathroom, so we're ready to change it. We change everything, new carpet. She says, what about the curtains? What about the linen? What about the pillows? Little daughter will come in, Papa, what about my room? Okay, your room also. Father does everything for the family. His responsibility is not only the accommodation and the clothing and the food, but his responsibility is their deen also. Is a deen also. I can do all this for my family, my dear brothers. Get a professional to decor the house and everything else. Put new lighting in the room. Tell my daughter also, don't fear, Papa is here. Nothing will happen to you. She has a nightmare. Run to the room, hug her. Don't worry, everything is fine. Don't worry about it. I put for you bright lights. You can put the, just clap your hands, it will come on also. We have artificial intelligence. Don't worry about anything. But if that little daughter or that wife who he designed everything for goes into the qabr and he never sat down with the family for ta'aleem and asked his wife, what is the purpose of your life right now? What is the niyat of your life? Just living with me, preparing the next holiday and next weekend? What is our preparation right now? If he hasn't designed his wife's qabr in this worldly life and the noor and then the lighting and the carpet, and the carpet, and the curtains, and for his daughter, the little daughter can go into the qabr. Allah protect, the azab will start. She can shout for Papa and Abba the whole night, he's sleeping. Qiyamah day, she will catch us. You never designed my qabr for me. You only spoke about dunya, and my education, what I'm going to do in the future, what's going to happen to me, this property and my name, and that investment. Papa, you never taught me Suratul Kahf. The person who reads Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah will bless him with noor from his feet till the heights of the skies. Allah will give him noor. That, oh my beti, oh my daughter, oh my wife, did you read Surah Al-Kahf today? That will be your noor on the day of Qiyamah. That will be your noor in the qabr. Bashir al-Masha'een fi al-Zulami ila al-Masajid bin noor itam yawm al-Qiyamah. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, give glad tidings to those that walk to the masjid. The dark hours of the night, when it's dark, Allah will bless him with perfect, complete noor on the day of Qiyamah. Which salah? the Isha Salah, Fajr Salah. Those that will make an effort to go, Allah says, Nuru Tam for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, complete nur, complete light for you in the day of Qiyamah. Man hafada ala salawati, kanat lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al Qiyamah. That person will protect his salah, fight him salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, for him will be nur on the day of Qiyamah. There will be salvation for him. There will be a proof for him. And those that don't, there will be no nur for him. And nobody wants a discount in akhirat, you want full. Dunya, you want discount. You can't be ready four namaz and three namaz and expect my Allah to give me complete nur. Five salah a day. One durood sharif, the nur Allah will bless your heart with. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less a person who makes the dhikr of Allah in the marketplace. For every strand of hair on his body, Allah will make it a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That person in Islam who becomes grey, that person in Islam whose hair and beard turns grey will become nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That Muslim who will help another Muslim will remove his difficulty, his depression, whatever problem he may have. He goes to his assistance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, guaranteed for him, Allah will give him two power stations of nur on the day of Qiyamah that will be enough to brighten up and lighten up an entire universe and world. Just to help a Muslim brother. All these amal we have of nur, how for us to engage in these amal. How to get tawfiq from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This we go out in the path of Allah. We sit by the mashayikh. So our hearts become clean and pure. The nur of iman comes in the heart. Now to do the amal becomes easy. Now I realize my heart is not clean. I'm not ready for my qabr. I don't have the nur. And if I have the nur, I destroy it within the week. That is why we explain to the brothers, let us live our lives, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. From Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, this week ahead, keep me clean and pure. Save me from sin. Take my hisab every week. Come Thursday already, make hisab for the last week. Ya Allah, I miss so many namaz. Ya Allah, maaf karna. Next week, make it better for me. Make the dua, make tawbah. Thursday and Jumu'ah. When we say we got a long life still, we know what happens, we get deceived. Make it from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, that I will stay clean, stay pure, get my salah, my Quran tilawat. Just start from the beginning, and preserve the nur that I have. It shouldn't be that I do the amal and then blow it up thereafter. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful occasion, the day of Jumu'ah, for Durood Sharif, for Suratul Kahf, to make that endeavor and the promise to Allah, the next week ahead, Ya Allah, my five times salah, to get that nur, I don't know the language of the heart, La ilaha illa. Ya Allah, I can drop any time. I should be ready to meet my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us faith to make amal. As you all aware, also the program will be taking place from today in our Darul Ulum, Islahi Jalsa. Brothers are requested to take part in the program so we can increase our nur in the heart, clean our hearts out and prepare for our akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us faith to make amal.